Both said this week's parsha, we have parshas Vayigash. Vayigash, the end of the story of Yosef finally revealing himself to his brothers, and Yaakov meeting up with Yosef, coming out to Mitzrayim. A loaded, packed parsha, laden with tremendous emotion, tremendous ideas going on in the parsha. I'd like to focus on one very, very, I think, important yisod that comes out of this parsha, and I really out of the past few parshios. That we could really hopefully take to our lives. It says in the beginning of Shishi, the pasuk says, "Ves Yehudah shalach lefanav el Yosef leoros lefanav goshna," which means that Yaakov sends Yehuda before he and his family come down to Mitzrayim to Goshen. Yehuda is sent before the rest of the family to set up shop, to figure out where Goshen is, to see how they're going to be able to settle up properly. Rashi has a very, very beautiful comment. Says Rashi, Yehuda is sent before Yosef, to Yosef, who medrash agada. There's a medrash over here, says Rashi. Lahoros lefanav, letakein lo beis Talmud. Yehuda's job is to go and set up a yeshiva in Goshen. Shemisham tete hora'a. From that yeshiva, halacha will be able to be distributed, disseminated out to the people when they come to Goshen. There'll be a base medrash there. Psh. Before we even get to the main point, what you see over here is a very, very important thing. If you want Bnei Israel to survive in Golis, they're coming down to Mitzrayim to a land of Goshen, the only way they're going to survive is if there's a yeshiva. A yeshiva is a very, very essential, necessary component that's going to allow, hopefully, for the survival of Klai Yisrael in Golis. That's why even before Yaakov gets there with his family, the yeshiva must be in place. Okay? That's an aside. I have a simple question to ask. This is a question which is asked by a lot of the mefarshim. Two questions, really. Number one, why does Yaakov have to send anybody out to Mitzrayim? Who's ready in Mitzrayim? Yosef. Does Yosef not learn Torah?
Probably.
Prove it. Yosef is the what? He's called the Ben Zakunim. The Pashas Vayeshev. Why is it Ben Zakunim? Because Yaakov taught him all the Torah he learned in Shem Ve'Ever. Egla Rufa, this is Parsha. Vayarasa goes. Yosef was pretty whole thing in learning. He couldn't set up a yeshiva. So that question of telling me Yosef is busy. He's the viceroy of Mitzrayim. He's busy with politics. Okay, fine. I'll deal with that. But why Yehuda? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. They'd be the candidates. Shimon and Levi are the ones that are going to spread Torah throughout the ages. Yisachar. Yisachar Chamor Gar. Yisachar is a person who plows in Torah. Why didn't he send Yisachar? Why Yehuda? Of all the tribes, why is Yehuda the one to go set up the base medicine?
He's a leader.
He's a leader. Okay. Come to that in a minute.
Any questions?
I want to suggest the following thought, a little bit similar to Moshe David, but I think a little different also. I think a very, very important yisod that we see, and a very important, very, very important foundation for our lives. Please listen closely. Perhaps the reason why Yehuda was sent and no one else is because Yehuda, more than any other of the Shvatim, represents the principle of Achrayas. Achrayas means responsibility. Let's just try to go through a little bit and see how Yehuda is the semel, the symbol of responsibility of all the Shvatim. The first time Yehuda comes on the scene in the Torah, really, is in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. A very, very challenging story. Hard to understand. I remember even there was a pre-shir one day, and it wasn't even like a planned question and answer on the parsha, and I was walked in and attacked by some of the tzaddikim in the shir. What's going on in the story of Yehuda and Tamar? It's a very good question, but I'm not going into it right now. But what emerges about Yehuda in that story? So we know Tamar goes ahead and does what she does, and Yehuda's looking for his chosemes, his stamp that he gave to her as a collateral, and he can't find her. And a few months later, Tamar's found to be pregnant, and she's about to be burned. Himut says, about to go to be burned. She sends to her father-in-law, saying, "Lemi asher ela lo, whoever these belong to, anochi ara, I'm pregnant by him." Now Yehuda could have said, "I don't know who that is." And Yehuda could have said, "Burn her." And he would have looked much better. And what does Yehuda say? Two words. Tzadka mimeni. Which means, she is more correct than I am, or the Ribbono Shel Olam was in charge of this. However you want to learn pshat those words, Yehuda is a Baal HaChorayis. He takes responsibility. He owns up for what he did and says, you know what, let her be safe. I'm not going to kill another person, another Jew. Achrayus, she is right, I am wrong, I am responsible for what happened. Let's move forward. Parshas Vayeshev, Mechiras Yosef, the first person to come in, like we discussed then a few weeks ago, the first person to try to save Yosef was whom? Reuven. After Reuven comes who? Yehuda. He says, Ma betza, ki nahrog es achinu. What are we going to gain by killing our brother? The chisinu es damo. Rav told me last night, Rav Chaim Shmuelitz lives an amazing shop. What gain are we going to have by killing our brother? The chisinu es damo. What are we going to do? Cover his blood, and we're not going to be responsible for our actions. What's that all about? That's not who I am. I'm not a person who does things and doesn't take responsibility for his actions. I'm going to kill him and cover it up in cold blood, and just kill him in cold blood and just wipe it clean. No. That's not me. My betza. I'm a Baal Achrayus. I'm a person who takes responsibility for what he does. And therefore, that's not an option when it comes to Yosef. Last week's parasha. Parasha's Miketz. Binyamin. Reuven comes to Yaakov and says, don't worry, kill my two sons if I don't bring Binyamin back to you. Yaakov is not calm down. Yaakov doesn't say, fine. Yaakov says, what? They're your sons, not my sons? No. Comes along Yehuda and says the following words. He says to his father, Anochi Ervenu, I will take responsibility for Binyamin. Miyadi Tivakshenu, no matter what, I'll bring him back to you. If not, my Olam Haba is gone, Yehuda says. Responsibility for Binyamin. Yaakov takes a look at Yehuda and says, you're responsible, you're a Baal Achrayus, I'll give you Binyamin, take him down to Mitzrayim. And finally, in this week's parasha, at the beginning of the parasha, Vayigash Elahu, Yehuda comes forth to Yosef. And what does he say to Yosef? He says, Ki avdecha rava sanar, I took responsibility for Binyamin. How can I go back? I love you. How can I back my father? I can't do it. I am a person who's responsible. Avosai, Yaakov knew that for Klal Yisrael to survive in Golus, you need a person who's a Baal Achrayus. In order to have a yeshiva that's matzliach, in order to have a yeshiva that's gonna work, it has to be set up by a person that understands and appreciates what it means to have an Achrayus. Responsibility. What's at stake? Fellas, you think you come to a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael? That's where we are right now. And it's just like a hodgepodge of things. You think there isn't so much discussion by the Rosh Yeshiva of yeshivos, by the Rabbi and by the Anhala, to figure out, what are we doing for the guys? Are we doing enough for the guys? Are we being responsible for them? Are we taking care of them? Are we trying to help them get where they want to get to? Because the responsibility is awesome. A yeshiva, to be able to work, we need people that are Baal Achrayus, and that's why, says Yaakov, Yehuda is my man. I'm sending Yehuda because Yehuda is the person who is a tremendous Baal Achrayus. I want to talk for the next couple of minutes about Achrayus, about this principle of being a person who's a responsible person. And I wanted to show you, first of all, when it comes to Talmud Torah, which is how we spend most of our time in yeshiva. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, it's essential to be a person who is a Baal Achrayus. We've had fathers come to visit yeshiva recently. And I say this with, I think you guys know by now how I feel about this. It's beautiful. What's so beautiful about it? I'll tell you what's beautiful about it. Every morning we make a bracha on Talmud Torah. We say, La'asok b'divrei Torah. What does it mean, La'asok? Little means to involve yourself. Many learn pshat, the word La'asok is from the word asek, business. You have to take Torah like a business. What does that mean? If I have a business deal, I'm not going to just let it slip through my fingers. I'm responsible. My family's parnasa depends on this. I got to put food on the table. I'll be there. What time? Whenever you say. I'm achrayus. I have responsibility. I'm achrayi. Lasok b'divrei Torah means I have responsibility towards Torah. Seder starts 9:15. I have achrayus to be at 9:15. Shir's 11:45 and I have an achrayus to be at Shir 11:45. There's a 6:10 shir, believe it or not, in the yeshiva. That starts at 6:10, that's why it's called 6:10 shir. I have an achrayus to towards Talmud Torah. It's a whole different experience when I come with an achrayas as opposed to coming just cold. Yeah, whatever. If I get there, I get there. The casual relationship. I'm here. I roll. I this way, that way. I have an achrayas. That's how Hatzlacha in Talmud Torah is born. That's how a person is able to be Matzliach in Talmud Torah. But fellas, this idea is not limited to Talmud Torah. This is an idea that's so essential for life. We're at a stage in life, by both sides, where we're hopefully maturing. We're growing up. What does it mean to grow up, to mature? Maturing and growing up means that we take on more responsibility. When a person is born, I have a little baby at home. He's cute as... When you guys came the other night to Hanukkah, he was sleeping. He's little. He's yummy as a Leon Harris. He's a delicious little kid, 11 months old. He wobbles around the house, like, just smiling. And want to eat him up every second. What responsibility does he have? And the answer is, none. He has no responsibility. He cries in the middle of the night, you run down to take care of him. He makes a dirty diaper, you change him right away. Is he responsible for anything? No. He can do the most naughty thing. He's still too little for that, Baruch Hashem. But he can do whatever he wants with zero responsibility. And as we grow up, we have more responsibility. My 4-year-old has more responsibility than my 11-month-old. My 8-year-old has more responsibility than my 4-year-old. And the more a person grows up, the more a person matures, the more responsibility they have. I will say, we're at a point in our life right now that we have a tremendous amount of achrayas, responsibility, to take responsibility for something. The most important thing that we're ever going to take responsibility for in our entire lives. And that is responsibility for ourselves. For me. I'm responsible minimally for me. What does that mean? I hate to be blunt, but I'll be blunt. Shacharis in yeshiva is my responsibility to be there. Why? Because I'm a Baal Achrayas. Rebbe, my madrich didn't wake me up this morning. What do you want from me? You know what I want from you? I want from you to be a Baal Achrayas. I want from you to be a person who understands that I'm responsible for myself. Forget about for the whole yeshiva. I don't expect you to be responsible for the entire floor. But for myself, I'm a Baal Achrayas. I'm growing up, I'm maturing. As I'm maturing, I take responsibility for me. I take my life into my own hands. I'm responsible for me. That's a Baal Achrayas, Rabosai. I'll tell you a secret. The more we take responsibility for ourselves now, and we become real Baal Achrayas, the more effective we will be, please God, down the road. And whatever we do. What does that mean? I don't know. Who has a dream in this room to become a CEO of a company? If you want to raise your hand, raise your hand. If not, not. You know what? They don't give CEOs of companies to people that are not Baal Achrayas. If you're not responsible, they're going to look at you and say, show me your resume. Show me what you've been responsible for in the past. Show me what you've been able to take care of. And if you can't take care of yourself getting up for chakras at 7:45 in yeshiva, I guarantee you're not going to be a CEO of a company. And you know what? You want to be, please God, a good spouse one day to your wife? You want to be a good father to your children? You know what comes with that? Responsibility. When a person gets married, a chasan, all of his averas are wiped away. Why? Why is averas wiped away? The answer is, because he becomes a Baal Achrayas. Until the day of his wedding, he's responsible for himself. And now he gets married, and now he takes on a whole new world of responsibility called his wife. A person takes on more responsibility, averas wiped away. Abosai, this is the Yisod that comes out of this parasha. Yehuda is the man. Yehuda is chosen. He's the one to set up the yeshiva. A yeshiva's success depends on achrayas. How responsible, how much responsibility the people in charge of yeshiva feel for it. And so too, Abosai, in life. If you want to be matzliach in life, at this stage in the game, we have to take responsibility for ourselves. Become balei achrayas. People that are responsible. And the more achrayi we are for ourselves, the more as we move on and develop, we'll become stronger b'nei Torah, b'nei Aliyah. And please God, that'll trickle down. And down the road, when we become responsible for more and more people, and more nefashos, we'll become tremendous Baal Yacharis. Let's all be zocha to internalize this message from Yehuda. Let's become people like Yehuda, that are Baal Yacharis. Vayigash, I love Yehuda. That's the message of the parasha. And please God, we'll be zochah to live our lives now and in the future for many years to come as tremendous Baal Yechayas. Have a great Shabbos, fellas.